When most people think of maple syrup production, Vermont comes to mind. In the Midwest, Wisconsin and Michigan are the biggest producers. But as Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports, there's a lot of untapped potential for maple syrup in the lower Midwest.
It's a chilly day in late February, and Ben Hawks is tapping the first tree of the season.
It's a little higher pitched every time, and it's seated once you hit that.
Hawks is working in a residential area in Ames, Iowa, with big maple trees that produce lots of sap. For him, this is the best time of year.
This is kind of the first sign of spring for me, you know. Folks are starting to see red-winged blackbirds, turkey vultures are flying north, sap's flowing.
Hawks' business, Front Yard Sugar, relies on residents allowing him to tap their trees. In exchange, they get a free jar of maple syrup, and he sells the rest. After Hawks collects sap, he boils it down to syrup that has a rich, smoky flavor. He'll sell the syrup out of his car and at the brewery he works at. It's all a word-of-mouth business, and Hawks says there's demand.
You know, if I make 100 gallons this year, which I hope to, I expect to be sold out by May 1st. The stuff sells itself.
While Wisconsin and Michigan are two of the top 10 maple producers in the U.S., Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri have traditionally had hobbyists and smaller producers like Hawks. That's partly because those states were historically dominated by oak trees.
Evolutionarily, we had fire on the landscape. There weren't maples.
Jesse Randall is the director of the Forestry Innovation Center at Michigan State University. He says over time, through changes in forest management, like wildfire suppression, maple trees have moved into oak's place. For example, in northeast Iowa, Randall says maple trees are taking over as oak-dominated woodland dies out. And that means the maple syrup industry can grow.
It's just a matter of let's train those individuals how to make syrup, because historically it has not been a big industry.
Near the town of Bankston in northeast Iowa, Brian Wolf and his family first got into maple syrup for fun.
We started back in 2000. We wanted to do something with the children, you know, in the woods. So we started collecting sap and making our own maple syrup for our own home use.
Today, the family runs Big Timber Maple as a part-time business, along with their dairy farm. By 2014, demand for their syrup was so high that they began selling in two statewide grocery store chains.
Quite honestly, a lot of people like local. And when they see something, an Iowa product, you know, they reach for that. There's a lot of people support, you know, us locally, and we really appreciate that. We feel as if we got a good product.
Wolf says there's a lot of potential in maple syrup and room for more producers. That's what Hannah Hemmelgarn is looking into in Missouri and Illinois. She's with the University of Missouri Center for Agroforestry. She says there are close to 63 million maple trees in Missouri and southern Illinois alone that are large enough to be tapped.
There's a big opportunity here, and we're not taking advantage of it in a way that I think can both help people to think about the value of maples, both ecologically and economically.
Hemmelgarn says the goal isn't to tap all the maple trees in the region, but to raise awareness of their value. I'm Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.